He taught Jordan how to dunk and throw a brick. He tips exclusively in $2 bills. Warren Buffett joined Twitter just to read his tweets. Dr. Gene asks him financial questions. He is Sweet Tea Teddy P., the most interesting chartered financial analyst in Kennesaw.
I don't always host the radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends. And we're back.
All that digging around in your pockets, what were you looking for?
$2 bill.
That's right.
I forgot. I just
Teddy, $2.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
$2 chuck.
Well, that's this is Teddy Parrish. This is our last segment. We got Cowboy Troy Harmon, and we have Charlie Holloway. I call him Charlie Murphy.
Marlon from Marietta.
I know rates are still historically low. I'm in a position to buy my first home. How do I go about shopping for a mortgage? What do you think, Charlie?
Well, that's a good question. Number one, let's start with checking your credit.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do.
Sure.
That is going to be a huge input, variable, piece to the puzzle, as well as income. But if you don't have a good credit score, it's really going to limit what you can get and the rates you're going to be paying.
Absolutely. And it's best to do that ahead of time so you know what you're going to be facing.
That's right. That's right. Because mortgage lenders are going to really look through your credit report. That's not something they're going to pay little attention to. They're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. You also don't want to apply for new credit while you're in this process of shopping for a home. Your credit gets dinged when new credit is applied for and the credit
new inquiries.
Right, inquiries come in. Now, they don't necessarily last that long, and for anyone that's not looking to buy a house or any large purchase, it's not a problem to have new credit inquiries. But you don't want one, a month or two right before you're entering into this process. Now, one good strategy is you want to start off the mortgage process by getting a pre-approval letter from a bank. So if you know you're looking for a $300,000 house, you want to go get pre-approval for a mortgage up to 80% of that.
Right.
With that in hand, that'll help you in the negotiation process to make a quick offer when you find that home. It's competitive out there right now, especially depending on where you might be looking for houses. So you don't want to find the house of your dreams and then, spend another 5 days figuring out if you can, afford or get a mortgage in place for
it. Or lose it because they take another offer.
Right. Do some homework. Understand what the interest rates are out there that you could get at your credit level, what the loan terms are going to be, the different costs and fees. There's some lenders out there that are going to lend their own money, and then they're going to sell your mortgage out in the marketplace. You often can times get a better deal from them from an interest rate perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You go with the big banks; they may or may not hold it. Oftentimes, they'll hold it, but like with anything, when you're out there shopping, you want to find a few different providers and see which one offers the best terms. And namely, it's really the interest rate. And you can get advice from coworkers, friends, anyone that's had a good experience with a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
Definitely, because it's a short transaction, and you want someone who's going to be proactive and help you all along the way up through closing.
Yeah, and interest rates tend to be real competitive, too.
And,
so.
And when you're filling around, you can actually, if you have your credit score, you give them all that information, what you're trying to – the size of the loan. They can usually give you an estimate that's within reason or close to what you'll actually get without providing your Social Security number and providing your credit. So.
Right.
Yeah, the biggest thing is make sure all your bases are covered. And quite often that service does come in to be the big differentiator because interest rates are relatively similar based on your credit rating.
And to get a good faith estimate, which I think they have to give you anyway. During the process. That was good. So we always ask the question, what do you think the market's going to do next week, guys?
I say up.
Charlie. Yeah. Up. We're going to rebound for a better week next week.
There we go. Good deal.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.